My name's Atil Ahmed, and I am the commissioning editor and head of religion and ethics for the BBC.
I'm going to ask you first of all then, were you surprised to be asked to deliver this keynote speech for the Catholic World Communications Day?
Was I surprised to be asked is a very good question, and I think the honest answer is yes, I was surprised and honoured and see it as a real privilege. Obviously, as somebody who's, you know, holds the role of commissioning editor for television and the head of religion and ethics for the BBC, it's not as random a request as it may seem to some people, but I do stress, you know, it's an absolute honour, and I'm very excited and delighted to be given the opportunity.
You've been working in religious programming, haven't you, for many, many years at Channel 4 as well as at the BBC. How did you first get into this? Was it just another job, or were you specifically interested in following this particular area?
Well, this is actually, I'm just coming up to now my 20th year in television. For the first 8 or 9 years of that working in current affairs. And probably around about 12 years or so ago, 13 years or so ago, I was asked to do an attachment into religion and thoroughly enjoyed it as somebody who came from a traditional cultural religious background and enjoyed it. Didn't expect to spend very long in it because current affairs had been what I'd spent most of my career in. And, you know, one thing led to another. After a couple of years of working in religion at the BBC, I got the opportunity to become a commissioning editor at Channel 4 in religion. And absolutely love the subject area. Is it, you know, the only career I'm going to have? No. But in terms of what I do for a living, I thoroughly enjoy what I do for a living. It's a great job and a great subject area. And people who don't think so don't really understand the impact and importance of it in people's lives.
There were an awful lot of complaints to the BBC, weren't there, after you were appointed head of religion and ethics. What was your reaction to that?
Well, again, it's a mixture because, you know, some of them, you know, there's always going to be genuine worries about anybody. I mean, you could argue that if you read some of the articles, which generally, if I'm honest with you, were in right-wing newspapers, and websites, if you read them, you'd think that I was somebody who'd never worked in television before. A lot of the complaints were obviously not relating to ability or relating to suitability for a role based on a professional career. It was just people making political points about somebody's background. And I think I find that quite sad, actually. As somebody who was born in Britain and has gone through the British education system, and at that time had spent 17 years working in television, I just found it a little bit sad that we still lived in a society where people wanted to define you by one aspect of your life rather than judge you on your ability. And I think that we'd find it, any of us really would feel that if we were judged on one aspect rather than our ability. I think if, you know, if anybody, a Catholic, was deemed to be unsuitable to do a job and was vilified simply because of their Catholic background, I don't think they'd be happy. And I think from that point of view, that was quite distressing for me and my family and for other people. But at the end of the day, there's nothing you can do about it. I know it says more about the people that had those issues than it says about me and my ability.
The BBC, of course, is a huge organisation. But what do you make of the concerns that surface every now and then in the media generally and specifically within the BBC that there is a bias against the Catholic Church or even the Christian faith?
I don't think that really stands up. I mean, the BBC is a huge organisation, just like lots of media organisations are. And when people talk about, you know, a bias against Catholicism, I've not really seen that. And in terms of what I do, I don't think we've made any kind of programs that would illustrate that anyway. And then in terms of is Christianity being marginalised, I don't think that's the case either. We still have, you know, on radio and television, the vast majority of our output is of a Christian nature. So I don't think actually the facts and figures actually stand up, but the BBC is an easy target for many people.
Around three quarters, roughly, of people in Britain today describe themselves as Christian, don't they? And yet there's a huge decline in many people's eyes in religious literacy. Does this make programming much more difficult for you?
Yes, so I think religious literacy is a real issue, and I think that's an issue for society full stop. How people define themselves and what their basic knowledge and interaction with religion is, I think, are two very separate things. And what we have to do is we make programmes for very diverse audiences. Some of our audiences have incredible religious literacy, and we can have very in-depth programmes with them, whether it be on Radio 4 or BBC 4. on then another aspect, you know, whether it be big primetime shows on BBC One or BBC Two or BBC Three even, which is a youth-orientated channel, you know, we may have to bring people up to speed. And one of the things that I found a bit, you know, surprising over the years is that not everybody seems to get this. So when you have people complaining about the BBC or about me or anybody or any individual, they often make comments which seem a bit weird. So when they say this programme may be superficial, what they don't understand is it's probably not aimed at them, but aimed at people we need to, even who don't have any understanding or any literacy about the basics of religion. So we try and reflect as many people as possible. And I firmly believe, you know, the lack of literacy in this subject area worry for all of us. And whereas it's not exactly our role to completely change that, I think there are times with a lot of our programming that we can help give people some literacy. I completely think it's the right thing to do.
As you know, the message for World Communications Day this year is all about silence, the importance of silence within communication. What's your thoughts on that, perhaps, particularly from your own Muslim perspective?
Well, I think there are two aspects to it to me. Yes, you know, in terms of silence and using meditation, etc., within programming, we've done that quite a bit over the years on Channel 4 and on the BBC. And I think, from my point of view, it works. It's very difficult to convey on television at times, but the general concept works. I tend to take from the Pope's message, I tend to take something else, which is that this isn't about programming, but this is about the space that all of us need to go into, where we need to have some kind of silence and contemplation to be able to find the kind of answers that we want. And when we think about what kind of programs do we want to make, what kind of programs do we think will be successful, what kind of programs will help with that kind of literacy issue, or what kind of programs will be responsible or be exciting, and all the kind of different things that we want, then that's where I think the message really helps us. Because, you know, if we don't hear what's happening outside, and that's what I take from the message about listening to yourself and outside, which you can only have when you have some silence in your life, if we don't hear what's out there or what people want or what people need, then we won't make the kind of programs that actually do the jobs that we want them to do. So I fully understand the message, or my interpretation of it anyway. And I would support it to the hilt. I think it's a very sensible and a great idea, which will help with, you know, cohesion for all society.